This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Supreme Court temporarily blocked a Louisiana law that its opponents say would leave the state with only one abortion clinic because it seeks to require hospital privileges for all clinic doctors. Costco has announced that it's raising all starting wages to $13 per hour. Costco has more than 200,000 employees. Brazilian police raided the home of Lula da Silva, former president and head of the labor movement, as part of a sprawling corruption case involving the state-run oil company. Alabama Supreme Court refused to defy the U.S. Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage in the state. The United States is paying to feed and shelter thousands of Cuban migrants stranded in Costa Rica trying to make it to the U.S. to take advantage of an immigration program that favors them over other Latin Americans. Nicaragua put a stop to the exodus by refusing passage in November, creating a bottleneck of 8,000 Cubans in Costa Rica and 3,000 in Panama. Scott Kelly, U.S. astronaut in space for a year, grew 1.5 inches in space because the lack of gravity allows the disc in the back that cushioned the spine to expand. Once back on Earth, he squished back to his normal height. Harvard Law School is abandoning its 80-year-old shield of a slave-owning family that helped endow the school. In a rare victory for pensioners, the Renco Group is having to fully restore and back pay pensions for 1,350 retirees of a steel plant it bought in 2011 that went bankrupt in 2012. Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation was able to prove that they did a deal with Cerberus, the hedge fund, solely to defraud the government into taking over the pension, which was $70 million underfunded. Nike has denied any wrongdoing in a payment of a $500 million commitment bonus, so-called, to Kenyan officials, but the Kenyan authorities have opened an extensive investigation and all three Kenyan athletics officials accused of taking money from Nike have been suspended. Kenyan investigators have repeatedly asked Nike to provide more information, but Nike has refused. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.